For those of you who don't know me, my name is John Henderson, and I served as a counseling pastor at Denton Bible Church for about 14 years. So just always enjoy this time each year just to come and spend some time with you and partner in the gospel with you and talk about matters that are just precious to the heart of God, important to our souls and to life. The topic that I was asked to address in this hour is ministering to a family after the death of a child. And so certainly a tender subject, an important ministry. And so as we begin, I'll pray for us. Father, just to pause and just think about even this idea of ministering to families who have buried a little one. Or a grown one, and we are sobered and humbled, and so cry out to you for help, for mercy, that you would help us to see what you would have us see and to hear what you would have us hear, that you would speak from your word through me and equip us to love one another with your love, to comfort those in affliction with the comfort that you have given to us, even in our afflictions. And so we pray that your name would be glorified, that your heart would and will would be honored among us, that we would be equipped for every good work and service, and if anything, just be more gracious, more compassionate, more wise, more discerning. Whether it's in our own times of grief or in serving to those who are grieving. And it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Well, certainly the world is full of great sorrows. Most of us know this. Most of us see this. Most of us experience it. We witness it. Yet I think the death of a child has to be one of the greatest sorrows. One of the heaviest burdens. And I would imagine in a group this size, we've got a good few that have buried children. Do you mind putting up your hand if you have lost a child, if you've buried a child? Yeah. You know, a good 20 or so. And so it's just one of those tastes of life that is both bitter, yet in the Lord, over time, surprisingly sweet. I think it's one of our greatest fears. I know it is mine. You know, we have 5 kiddos, and it's one of my greatest fears in life is to lose one. I remember 17, 18 years ago, everything I owned, I could fit into the back seat of my 1984 Ford Escort. And if it burned to the ground, I was out about $500. And I could just call somebody and say, hey, do you have $500 for me to rebuild my life? Well, a wife, 5 children, house, cars, you know, 17 years later, that is not the case. There are 100 ways that Satan could touch me. There are 100 doors in that the Lord could allow suffering. And so this is one of them. This is Job in Job 3. He says, why is light given to a man whose way is hidden? Whom God has hedged in. In other words, Lord, why give sight and light if this is what I have to see? For my sighing comes instead of my bread. I mean, think about that you know, every time you sit down to a meal, rather than the refreshment and nourishment of a meal, it's just pain. That as frequently and often as food, Job says, that's how frequent and often is my grief and my pain. It's like a meal and meals. And my groanings are poured out like water. They just don't stop. They can't be stopped. And here's what he says, for the thing that I fear comes upon me, and what I dread befalls me. And there are many things that have happened to him in these days before, these hours before, but one of them is he buried 10 children in a day. he lost 10 kids. And I think that's sort of the pinnacle of what he means by the thing that I fear has come upon me. What I dread befalls me. I think if you were to ask Job, is it the loss of all the camels? Okay, is it the loss of this livestock? I don't think that's going to capture the essence of what he's talking about. It's all my kids are gone. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, but trouble comes. So if there's a time for the body of Christ, I mean, if there's a time for the many-folded graces of God, I mean, it's at this time. If there's a time for the many members, the many friends, it's in those days and months and hours after the loss of a child. And some of you have experienced that. This is Proverbs 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Usually formal counseling, you know, even structured, organized counseling, tends to be fairly acute and sharply focused and thought through in a concrete way, and even short-term at times, at least in a lot of cases, not always. But grieving the death of a child, on the other hand, is very broad and very deep and very long. And so often I find formal counseling doesn't even exactly fit. Or if it does, it's as one voice, sort of in the chorus of voices of care. It's maybe if there's big complications, meaning you're sitting with a family where the couple is divorced and there's extended family members and a child dies and there's just all these external, specific, special troubles that are hitting. Or with a family where it was just a very painful, difficult, long, drawn out, where there's just specific needs that an experienced sort of person, that vocationally this is what they do, could help. But I find in most cases, it just needs a lot of friends. A lot of faithful, wise, humble, careful ministers of the gospel in a family's world. And if there is a struggle, a trouble, a burden that deserves just the body of Christ, it's this one. We need a chorus of care. We need the church. Can you just think about it? Just the thoughts and emotions and changes in the life of a family after the death of a child, it really does hit through 1,000 details. It's never one big thing. The pain is in the subtleties. It's just in the smells that now hit you. The streets, the restaurants, just the sound of children playing in the neighborhood. You know. Colors. I was sitting with a couple, just some friends of ours, and even as I talk through today, I've got three families in my mind that are actually families that are friends of ours, that are in our circles of relationships, that have all lost children in the last 3 years. And so one mom was telling me that for her it's yellow. Just if she ever sees yellow, because that was her daughter's color. That was the one that was special to her. And so now just yellow has forever changed. Empty seats at the breakfast table. Again, now you sit down in the morning, and there's just that chair that that son, that daughter always sat in, and they're not there. The sound of laughter, birthdays, certain months of the year, certain days of the month, certain times of the day, where one of these couples that are friends of ours who lost a one-year-old son a little over 2 years ago, for her it's, okay, he died on the 23rd of March. And so now that number 23, just anytime she sees 23, it hits her. You know, his birthday was, I think, on the 15th of March or so. And so the 15th, just 15 is a number, just hits her in that way. Yeah, certain times of the day, certain holidays, certain toys. you know, various developmental milestones. Another couple, that one of my wife's best friends, they lost a 6-year-old to leukemia, a daughter.